You need to tell your story. And what I mean by running your own race is you need to own your past and own what it is that you have accomplished in your life and realize that the people that you're meant to help, they are looking for someone that has that in their background.
Hey, babes, it's Kayla Kraft with the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. I'm a mom of three littles, ER nurse turned self-made millionaire, and lifestyle entrepreneur. I am bringing you inspiring stories, business and mindset tips to help you be shameless in pursuing your ambitions. Hey, mommy millionaires, welcome to this special show today. Every time I bring on a new guest, I get so excited because I personally, I do it for selfish reasons so I could learn from this person and to bring you guys the best of the best. So today we have Kelly Roach. She is known as the Business Catalyst. She helps elite business owners become game changers in their field and achieve $1 million plus breakthroughs in their business. As a former Fortune 500 executive who built and led record-breaking teams in 17 locations around the U.S., yeah, you guys heard that, 17, what? Kelly's programs and consultings encompass billion-dollar corporate strategies combined with the speed and agility of the most powerful online strategies of today. She's featured on ABC, NBC, Fox, the CW, and things like Forbes and Inc. Those are where you guys all want to be, so pay attention. She shares principles from her best-selling books, and she also shares what she's learned on Unstoppable Success Radio, which she's had for 4 years now, which is amazing. So Kelly, welcome to the show.
I am so excited to be here. Thank you. And thank you for the amazing intro.
Yay. So, you know what? We've been in talks for, I think, maybe almost a year to get you on the podcast, me get on your podcast. So, you know, I've been watching you on Instagram and I love all the videos that you post. And I love how you keep everything so simple. That's why I wanted to have you on the show, is because, you know, there's a lot of gurus out there that are teaching people all these just like things that I'm like, does it really matter? Like, just get the point across, right? And all of your quick videos, I love all your tips. If you guys aren't following Kelly on Instagram, go and do that right now because she gives out really great tips. And we're going to talk about so much today about marketing, sales, and, you know, really belief in yourself as a female entrepreneur. So, you know, thank you for all that you're putting out into the world. It's been awesome to watch.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's gotten really complicated, right? So when I was coming up in corporate and I learned how to sell, it was like, here's a territory, go pound the pavement, get out in front of these businesses and go make some money, right? And it was super, super simple. And I taught that to hundreds of people. And then I came into the online jungle back in, I guess I started my business in 2012, and you know, it's gotten really complex online, mm-hmm. right? And I truly believe that anyone can become a millionaire. I've done it, you've done it, from using the power of the camera on their iPhone, right?
Right.
But then I think what happens, Kayla, and I'm sure you see this with your people too, your mommy millionaires that you're working with, it's really easy to get caught up in one, the chase for perfection versus yes. purpose. Mm-hmm. Right? Really easy to get caught in that trap, and really easy to get in the trap of, you know, you see all these people doing all of these different things and you're trying to be everything to everyone and use every strategy. And then your energy is dispersed in thousands of different directions. And so of course you can't actually gain momentum to make the millions of dollars that you want to, because you're working on 8,500 different things, none of which are making enough progress to actually make you money.
Yes. Wow. She said it perfectly. Now, before we get into all of that, all of my listeners, they like to get to know everybody. So tell us a little bit. I know you're married.
Yes.
Okay, yes. How long have you been married?
So it's our 10-year wedding anniversary this year.
Yay!
Super, super happy and excited to be. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
My husband, is he an entrepreneur too?
He's entrepreneur-ish. one of the things that was really important to me coming up, Billy and I, before we even got married, decided that we wanted to never put our kids in daycare, and whoever was in a position at the time, we were going to retire to have them be home. So Billy has been home with Madison since she was born, which I'm super, super proud of. And he's super dad. He's freaking amazing. She's into kindergarten. So he does a lot of like flipping now. Like that's why I say entrepreneur-ish. He won't do like the craziness that we do, right? But he does buying and selling and flipping of stuff, which is kind of cool to get to watch.
He's a real entrepreneur.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, most importantly, my family is first always, and every decision I make, it really comes down to, is this the right thing for Billy and Madison and for what we're trying to create for our future? And I think that makes decision making really, really easy. Mm-hmm. Right? When you know what your values are and you know what's most important to you. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
I always tell that. I'm like, ask people, what are your values? And people, I don't know. I mean, they always look dumbfounded. I'm like, well, that's a problem. Like we have to know.
and that's why then it becomes a struggle to know what the right decision is when you don't know what your values are. Right.
How did you make this transition? Because, it sounds like you were in the corporate world and then now you're out consulting, coaching. Because that's a hard transition.
Yeah, it was tough, definitely. And especially because we knew that we were going to get married and we were going to have a family. And I was kind of in the process of this realization that I had ran really, really hard, really, really fast up the wrong mountain. So I was really successful at climbing it. And I was like, I made it. I got 7 promotions in 8 years. I was the youngest senior vice president of the company. And I was like, this is not where I want to be. This is not what I want to do with my life. But I had never dreamed of becoming an entrepreneur. It wasn't until I was almost 30 that I realized, okay, so I created and achieved what I thought was success. And then I realized that the only way that I was actually going to experience the success that was really success to me was I was going to have to go out and create it.
Yeah.
Right. So that I had not planned on being an entrepreneur. I kind of realized the hard way that, this would be what was required, right? To have fulfillment and to make a difference, to make great money, to be able to put my family first, have that flexibility, right? So I actually started my business on the side. And I always tell this story because I always hear from people, I can't become a millionaire and I can't, grow my business the way that I want to because I have kids, I have a full-time job, I have sick parents that I'm taking care of, I have school loans. We all have our stories.
Right.
My story is that I was the breadwinner for my family and I knew I was going through this big transition and I couldn't just walk in and quit. It wasn't in the plan or in the cards for me at that moment. And so I literally, Kayla, I would go out to my car on my lunch break and I would make sales calls. And on my lunch break, so I would go from running, I had 17 locations around the US, a team of 100 people that I had built. I would sneak out to my car on my lunch break. I would dial, smile and dial, make phone calls, schedule phone consultations on my lunch break. And then I would work with clients in the evenings, right? 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
Were you doing coaching at that moment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I started off doing one-to-one coaching and consulting. And then, of course, over the years, it evolved into group and then masterminds and then, events and VIP and all of those things. But, the biggest thing that I would say to everyone listening is that next big leap of success for you is going to come when you release the story around the one thing that you keep telling yourself is a disadvantage. Mm. For me, I was telling myself that it was a disadvantage that I was building my business on the side. And then I woke up one day, Kayla, and I realized my business had surpassed almost all of the other entrepreneurs that I was in a group coaching program with. First decision I made, I signed up for a group coaching program before I had my first client.
Yeah.
Yep. Very first decision I ever made. And I tell people that all the time, best decision ever. But I realized one day that I had been telling myself the story that I wasn't going to be as successful and I was never going to get to where I wanted to be in the business because I had started it part-time, whatever. Mm-hmm. So when I changed that story, I actually got my business almost, to the $1 million mark while I was still working full-time in my corporate job.
That's
so I was
amazing.
Doing less than 30 hours a week at night, on my lunch break, whatever. So I think that's an important thing because I believe that even those of us, Kayla, and you can probably relate to this as well, even those of us that see ourselves as really strong leaders and really strong believers in ourselves, mm-hmm. there's still always a little bit of a story there.
Oh yeah.
So for me, like, I never saw myself that way. Like, I didn't see myself as a storyteller. I saw myself as like, I am a business leader and, you know, I have my stuff together, right? Yeah. Like, but I still was doing the same thing that I was coaching my clients on. But I think there's an opportunity at every level to let go, like to unclench our fists a little bit and let go of that. And then I think that's the thing that will springboard you to the next level.
Oh, I love that. You're preaching to me right now. I mean, I think that there's always a story like that goes with every area of your life, whether it comes to your weight, your relationship, yes. your friendships, right? And so it's always like, you guys listening in, just always question every story you're telling yourself. Why am I clinging to this so tightly? Do I want this to be my story? No, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. So you make the transition, you're killing it. And talk about that. Like, you know, how did you simplify the process to build a $1 million business online when there's a lot of other people out there, I mean, vying for your spot, right? They're all doing the same thing. How did you become successful when other people don't?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the first and most important thing, guys, is imperfect action. Right? If you look at my Instagram, you probably want to cringe. It's not Instagram worthy, right? It's not edited pictures and it's not the perfect, you know, Instagram look and feel. And I would love for the aesthetics of my Instagram to be a million times better than it is. But, you know, right now we're running really hard and really fast. We're running a multi-million-dollar organization. I have one program just itself that's a multi-million-dollar program. So I had to say, am I going to be perfect or am I going to get into action? And we got into action and that never goes away. Mm-hmm. Right. I think that people think like they're getting started. They want to look and feel professional. They want to look and feel the right way. And for all of us, that's different. For some of you guys, if your business is Instagram, your Instagram better look perfect, right?
Right.
But for so that area might be totally different for you, right? So for each of us, I think the number one thing is imperfect action. Number two is run your own race. Mm. Run your own race. Stop letting other people's success make you feel small. Instead, get so freaking fired up. When I see other people in my space that are killing it, I go to my team and I'm like, you guys, I'm like, the money is flowing in the space, right? You want the money to be flowing in your space. You want to be excited when you see other people paving a path for you that are literally doing the very hard work of clearing that space and creating a conversation with your audience about the value that you bring. So I think the second big thing is stop comparing, start celebrating, mm-hmm. right? And then I think the third thing is focus, right? I had a time killer and you've probably gone through this in your business as well. I had a time where I was running 8 different programs. Right. And I was doing courses and I was doing VIPs and I was doing masterminds and I was doing group coaching on 5 different things. Right. And the more that I narrowed and narrowed and narrowed and narrowed what we did, the faster we grew. Because the only way that you can create mastery and then ultimately scale is by first focus. And then from the focus comes the momentum. From the momentum comes the mastery. And then from the mastery comes the scale. So it's like, stop trying to be everything to everyone. Stop channeling your energy in 100 different directions and just focus. Mm. Those would be my 3 big ones to start.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, now I have to recap because it's like, yes, we have to elaborate on these because okay. I feel like, you know, people hear these types of messages all the time, right? Run your race, run your race. Don't look to your left or your right. Look ahead and stay focused. But it's easier said than done. That's what their objection is in their head. That's their story. Like, oh yeah, it's easy for you because you're already making $1 million. But mm-hmm. I have this, and this, and you know, blah blah yes. blah. Right. So, what are the tools that you teach your clients to really actually run their own race? You know, yeah. what is it that they do?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I always tell people to look at is look at your 3 layers of differentiation that make you the one and only in the market that can bring what you bring, right? So Kayla, for example, with you, like what you did as a nurse, like there are skills that you learned and then you combine that with what you did with Isagenix and then you combine that with what you're now teaching people in the market. you're the one and only. Like, there is no one else that has those three components that you bring together in a unique way that allow you to teach and deliver for your audience what you do every day. Same thing goes for me. There aren't a lot of business coaches out there that actually have Fortune 500 experience bringing billion-dollar strategies to combine with how to use your iPhone to make millions of dollars from home. Mm-hmm. Everybody has something. And like, I feel like, you know, I know one of the big things that people struggle with is like, what I did in the past is not relevant to what I'm doing now or what I want to do in my future business. I hear this all the time. I talk every day about how my time as an NFL cheerleader prepared me for what I'm doing now as a business strategist. They have nothing to do with one another. But I draw that comparison because I walk people through the discipline and the hard work and the presentation and the bravery that it takes to get up on that stage. Everyone has that story, whether it's a big challenge that you worked through, a setback, right, that you experienced in your life, mm-hmm. Whether it was that you had this awful job and you were in this awful, horrible situation and you were able to pull yourself out of it and you decided that you were going to create something different for yourself, which now allows you to help other people to do that for them. I think the biggest thing, Kayla, is not discounting the value of your past, mm-hmm. and not assuming that just because it's different from what you do in the future, that it doesn't make you more valuable to the people that you're meant to serve. I think that's a really, really big thing.
Mm. Okay, you guys, I hope that you took that down, the three parts. I love that. Find out what your three parts are. And that is what helps you stand out. And, you know, when I first got started in network marketing, I would always say, I don't know how to do sales. I just know how to do CPR. But
I love that. You know,
me being a nurse is so, I look at it and I'm like, it was absolutely crucial that I was a nurse. And that's why I had the success so fast, is because I could make somebody trust me in less than 5 minutes because I learned those skills as a nurse, right? So sales became, like, I didn't know sales, but I was good at it. So I love that you're doing that and helping people, you know, realize that they're unique, their story is unique, and they're worthy of success too, you know?
Yes. And also, guys, also remember that stop trying to position your story as it relates to how that comes up against someone else in your industry. That is not who you're selling to.
Yep.
You need to tell your story. And what I mean by running your own race is you need to own your past and own what it is that you have accomplished in your life and realize that the people that you're meant to help, they are looking for someone that has that in their background. Mm-hmm. You're discounting it. You're thinking it's irrelevant. You're thinking it's not good enough. It's not big enough. It's not important enough. It's not the same enough. And they're thinking, holy crap, she did that, and now she's doing this. That's exactly what I want to do. I want to be on board her bus. I want to be on board her train. So I think that's really important to remember who you're selling to and focus on them, not focusing on who you're competing with. Right?
Oh my gosh, yes. Yes. I think people, I love Harvey McKay. I don't know if you're a fan of him, but I've read all of his books and he has this quote. It says, never have coffee with another salesperson, only with a customer. And I just did a whole podcast on this because it's like people are too worried about what the other Instagram gurus and life coaches are saying. And I'm like, you need to worry about what your customer needs to hear from you and how you're going to impact their life, right? So let's spend less time looking over there and more time focusing on the customer. I think that's so important. Okay, so, you know, what would you say has been your favorite marketing strategy in order to get clients through the door right now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is a great time to have this conversation. We just wrapped up a launch last week and we welcomed 85 new members into the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Program. And we basically do that by following a model that I teach. It's called the Live Launch Method. And we originated this method after literally I've been through all the programs. I did PLF back in the day. I did webinars that convert. I mean, every program out there, I promise you, I've done it. And every time we did a launch, I kid you not, I wanted to like put my head through the window and just give up, because every time we followed one of these complicated models with hundreds of slides and pre-recorded videos and complex funnels and 85-step landing pages and the sequences and blah, blah, blah. And so we would spend thousands of dollars just setting up for the launch.
Right.
Then we would spend weeks of myself and my team's time executing the launch. And then we would look at the pennies that we collected at the end, and I would just be in tears. I mean, it was devastating, to be honest. And it really gets you to the point where you start to question everything. You know, yeah. I was questioning everything. I was like, I know we have something special here. I know that I'm meant to make an impact in the world, but if we're stuck doing one-to-one consults, I don't know how we're going to make it. Like, I don't know how we're going to do this thing. Right. And so about 2 years ago, year and a half, 2 years ago, I said to my team, you know what? We're just going to bring our message directly to the market. We're getting rid of everything. So we got rid of the landing pages, the email sequences, the pre-recorded videos, the slides, I mean, everything. And we stripped it down to me teaching a four-part series on camera, nothing other than myself and the phone. And we've been teaching this model for a year and a half now. It's produced millions and millions of dollars for us and our clients. And the reason why I want to say that is, guys, it's gotten way too complicated. And I promise you, if you feel like you're failing because you've been trying these methods and it hasn't been working for you, it's not you. It's not you. Like, I consider myself, like, I am a strategist. Like, that's what I do for a living. That's my zone of genius. And I was failing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think so you said, what is my favorite model right now? It is absolutely get yourself on camera, teach, follow the model and the method of what's behind those other principles, which is taking people through content, building reciprocity, giving them a step-by-step process, and then transitioning into the sale. But allow yourself the freedom to be present with your audience and really connect with them and engage with them. Do it live so you can interact with them. Do it in a community so there's a safe place for people to interact and engage and converse. And this is the thing that's going to really allow you to see the potential that's available to you, because all of those barriers do nothing but slow you down and distract you from the human connection, which right now with technology, like, that's where all the magic is mm-hmm. really connecting with people.
Mm-hmm. You know, while you were talking, I was thinking, yeah, like, I mean, I've invested in so much stuff. I know so many of my clients have invested in so many courses, and I know there's people out there that need to invest in something, you know, in working with a coach or something, but they're scared because they're on information overload because, you know, one guru says do it this way.
I know.
During live, I mean, it's just such a noisy world. So what would you say to somebody that's listening in? Like, how do they know which person to invest in? You know what I mean? Like, which program to
It's really hard. And, you know, I've invested in amazing ones that I would do 10 times over. And I've invested in ones that, you know, I've been disappointed with. I would say there's a couple things. So I think when it comes to growing your business, accessibility and the ability to converse and have support and interact with the person that you're learning from, or at least their team, is really important. Mm-hmm. So I would say in today's age, as you build, look for something where you have a really strong accessibility factor, whether, like I said, it doesn't need to be the top coach, but them, their team, their coaches, you know, you need to be surrounded. I would say also make sure that you're picking a strategy that really resonates with you. So if you're picking something that you have to force yourself to do, that you're not really in love with that direction for your business, but you're doing it only because you want the end result, you're already going into it with a lot of resistance, right? So, you know, find a strategy that feels really good for you that you can see yourself committing to mastering. And that would really be the third thing that I would say. At the end of the day, no matter how good the coach is, no matter how good the program or course is, if you're not committed to mastery, you'll never have success. And so what I tell people when they come into the Unstoppable Entrepreneur, I say to them, you know, if you are not committed to doing a minimum of 6 rounds of this in your first year, you are not welcome here. And the reason why is I want the clients that I work with to create 6- and 7-figure leaps in their business. And I cannot support you and help you to do that if you're an athlete that refuses to practice.
Mm.
And so think about that. as you're making decisions and think about, you know, as you're looking at whatever program it is, ask yourself, am I willing to show up to extract the value out of this? Because a lot of times there's maybe a disconnect there, more so than there is a disconnect with you and the person or the strategy that you're trying to learn.
Mm-hmm. Mm, great advice. Okay. So I hear all your sales, like you're good at sales. And I heard you on Dan Locke's podcast because I was doing my research. And I love the way that you're obsessed with sales. So can you kind of help people that are listening in right now get over that hump of, because whatever they want to do online, they've got to embrace sales. They've got to like be okay with being a salesperson, making the sales calls. I mean, it makes the world go round. How do people get into that mindset of being obsessed with sales?
Yeah. Number one, get obsessed with making an impact. So for me, my mission, so I came from a family that struggled financially. We lived just above the poverty line. Everything was no. My parents argued about money every single day. My whole passion and the reason why I decided to teach business growth strategy was because I want to help people become financially free. Mm-hmm. Okay. So my whole model is around simplifying the path to success. If I don't become obsessed with sales, which is really, in essence, becoming obsessed with making an impact, mm-hmm. how can I live out my legacy? How can I make a difference for people that would have struggled financially that are not going to struggle financially anymore because they went through my program and they worked with me? So if you, quote unquote, believe that you're here to make a difference and there's a mission and a vision behind the company that you've started, you can't really both say that you want to make an impact and that you don't like selling, because they're the same thing. Mm. You have to be willing to invite people to cross the bridge of transformation if you want to make an impact in this world. And if you don't confidently scream from the rooftop how you can help people get the result that they want, you know, they don't even know what it is that you offer. And I see this online all the time. There are so many entrepreneurs out there that you look at what they're doing and you have no idea, like, what does this person do? Like, how do I work with this person? What do they offer? I don't know, because they've gotten so caught up in the marketing and not wanting to actually directly extend an invitation that people aren't buying from them because they simply don't know what they sell or how to buy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I've been there before, been that person. Mm-hmm. So, all right, do you still do your sales calls?
No.
You're like, no.
No, I do not.
Do you train all your salespeople? Yeah. Is that what you do? And then they, okay, and then they do the calls. Yeah. You know, I think a lot of people listening in, they're obviously not at that level where they're doing, you know, they're still doing all their own sales calls. And they'll get on the phone and they'll be on the phone for at least sometimes an hour and a half trying to sell a program. I mean, these are people who message me and say this. I'm like, okay, what the heck? You just gave a free coaching session away, you know, and then the person didn't even end up buying. So what is your favorite like way to get people to, you know, commit on the phone to their big vision for their life?
Yes. Okay. That is such a good question. So I teach something called the one conversation close. And the one conversation close is executed in 20 minutes or less. So in order to make a high ticket sale over the phone, you have to have strong boundaries stepping into the phone call leading it. Right. So you, first of all, you need to know going into the call that this will be a 20 minute or less conversation and that you will lead the person through this conversation. That's number one. Number two is you want to focus on understanding the difference between a consultation call and a coaching conversation. The second that your consultation call bleeds into coaching, you just unsold the person. Because now you got them focused on decisions that they need to make and things that they need to do, which they now feel like they need to go do and take action on and decide on before they work with you. Mm-hmm. So I see this all the time. This is one of the things that we actually help people with, is like, stop unselling the people that want to buy from you, right? So understanding the difference between consulting and then coaching. Consulting at a very high level, what you're doing on the phone during this 20-minute conversation is you're really focusing on leading them through coming to the conclusion that they need to work with you to get the result that they want. And you're doing that, you speak very little. And the way that I train my clients and my own team members that do all of our sales calls is they do very little talking. So it's about 80% the prospect. You are just facilitating the conversation by asking open-ended questions to understand their wants, their needs, where they are right now, what their gaps are. You're going to find out their answer key. Their answer key is going to be the big three things that are going to get them to buy, that are going to, if you tell me A, B, C, X, Y, Z, you know, is going to be achieved through working with you, I'm going to say yes. And they will basically give that to you. All you have to do is ask the questions, right? And so let them talk, let them give that to you, right? And then, you know, invite them to ask you what questions they have. And it's a little bit longer than what we can get into, you know, right now, but I want to give you kind of the quick and dirty on
it. Yeah, this is good. Yeah.
You're going to invite them to ask you what questions they have, at which point they're going to say, Kayla, how can I work with you? How can you help me to, you know, get my $1 million, you know, idea off the ground, right? And follow my passion and live with purpose. And you're like, well, let me tell you. Mm-hmm. Right? And then you give your 5-minute consolidated, you know, pitch of the program. You ask them if they're ready to go ahead and get started. They say yes, you process their credit card on the spot, and you have yourself a new client. And you know, that's something that it's really, really important to understand, that you don't serve someone by doing a one-off coaching session with them where you get them wound into this whirlwind of now they're thinking and trying to make decisions and whatever. And then they're going to go off in the world and they're going to do it without you, yep. Which is going to put them in a worse place than they were before they spoke to you. So I always come back to the word serve, because I think that good business people understand how to make decisions that create simultaneous promotion of all interests, where the thing that is serving your company is also serving the client, right? And when you run a good consultation call like that, you're serving them because you're giving them absolute clarity on why are they where they are, what's kept them stuck there, and what do they need to do differently to change, right?
Yes.
You're also giving them that invitation to say yes to themselves. And that's the other key thing that you have to remember. You're extending an invitation for them to say yes to themselves, mm-hmm. right? But it's your absolute certainty that you can help them cross that bridge of transformation. And then that definitiveness in inviting them to mm-hmm. take that next step, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's getting them to commit to the best version of themselves.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep.
That's it. That's mm-hmm. it.
So, you know, you talk a lot about simplifying. We've touched on it a little bit. What do you feel is really in the way of, besides, you know, all these other programs and all these other methods and strategies, what else is in the way for people to simplify and simplify quickly?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing to answer you directly is technology. I think that, you know, you guys, I think you need to pull out your phone and you need to get on the camera. Like, that's the best thing I can tell you. And I say this all the time, Kayla, I leave up my YouTube videos from 5-6 years ago. They're literally like nails on the chalkboard. They are that bad. And I leave them up on purpose, and I will leave them up forever, because you guys, you don't have to be good to start, but you have to start to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I think the biggest thing, guys, is clear out all the junk that's standing between you and your audience. Get yourself on camera, talk to them, serve them, add value for them, create reciprocity for them, and then extend an invitation, and they will buy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you go, when you say going live, do you go live on Instagram and Facebook, or what do you do?
I do a once a week live show in my Facebook group. So okay. I have a private group. It's called the Tribe of Unstoppables. That's where I deliver my live launch usually as well. And every week I do a live show Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, and I just teach. I teach. So every Tuesday night I teach. That's where I really create that bond of reciprocity with my audience. People show up, they get to see my face, so they feel my energy. They trust me. Madison comes running in half the time, so they get to see that, you know, too. And so that's what I do. But I would say so I was a late adapter with Instagram. I was like literally the last business person on the planet to get on Instagram. So it is my weak point in my business. I will openly acknowledge that. If you are stronger on Instagram, get yourself live on Instagram. Be using IGTV every single day. Use your Instagram stories, right? I always say, like, use the things that these social media platforms are handing to you. They're mm-hmm. literally giving us a silver platter and they're saying, here you go, guys, go make money online.
Yeah.
Right? But it's up to us to use them.
Have you heard of TikTok?
I've heard of it. I don't know anything about it. I haven't explored it yet. Enlighten me.
Well, it's supposed to be like I just created a whole TikTok strategy for us because it's supposed to be like it's the fastest growing. It's growing faster than Instagram and Facebook. So it's like blowing up. And it's a lot. I don't know. I mean, it is so different. It's all about fun and entertainment, which I think will be, you know, I think it's going to attract a lot of like our people because they're sick of all the salesy stuff, you know? Yeah. So we're creating a whole strategy around it. I mean, you use music videos. It's just like a fun thing, but I think it helps people get to know you. So yeah, I mean,
That's really cool. All right, I'll have to check it out.
And everybody listening in, get on TikTok, obviously. I don't even know what my username is, but find both.
We'll find you.
you know, we're going to be on there soon. But I think, you know, everybody puts so much emphasis on social media. And, you know, that is primarily the way that I built my business because I was working full-time as a nurse. I had two different jobs. So social media for me, and it was back in the beginning, I utilized Facebook groups like crazy and it was so successful. But now, I mean, people spend 7 hours a day on social media. It's an absolute waste of their time.
Yeah.
So what do you say to those? I keep on saying, what do you say to those people? I'm like,
what do you say to those people? what I say to those people is I think you would be really shocked. And I talk to my clients about this all the time. You know, they see us, we're on stories every day. We're on, you know, we have new videos going up every day with posts, blah, blah, blah. I spend like zero time on social media. Like that's the last place that I spend my time. I do go on and do my live each week because I think that's really, really important, right?
Totally.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's, you have to have a strategy. You have to have a strategy. You have to batch your content. You need to know why am I doing what I'm doing? And you need to have a plan, right? So I think, yeah, it's really important to remember that all of these platforms that we're on are going to go away and change. And so that's why it's important to really understand and master business skills that you can apply anywhere on any platform. And that's why, like, even the one conversation closed, like that's on the telephone, like that's going to be around for a while, right? You can probably count on that, whether you end up doing it on video or on social or on the phone or whatever. But master skills like selling, like marketing, that you can use in different formats and on different platforms because business is changing at the speed of light, you know? And so if you go all in on, like you said, 7 hours on social media and that disappears tomorrow, which we all know, I mean, any one of our profiles can disappear as we speak, right? You got to have some other skills and you got to have a backup plan and you got to have a lot of different things that are in place to build an actual company and a business, not just a social media following.
Oh my gosh. Yes. What's the number one skill you think entrepreneurs need to have?
Discipline.
Mm.
And it's not even a skill. Like anybody can have it. But I do think when I look at the difference,
there's a lot of people that don't have discipline.
You know, when I look at the people that are successful versus the people that are not, people that are disciplined are successful. They are intentional with their time. They are strategic with the decisions that they make, and they commit to following through on what they said that they were going to do, regardless of whether or not it's convenient. Mm. It's not talent. It's not skills. It's not connections. It's not money. You can hand someone all of those things, but you take away the discipline, there's nothing left. There's nothing left.
Oh, I love that you're saying this because I know a lot of people that, you know, they had money from the past or whatever, and they'll pour it into a something like thinking they're just going to sprinkle
all
it
all the time.
And nothing happens because it's like, you can't just pour money on something that doesn't work if you're not the person working. Like it's
exactly it.
So, you know, there's people, I don't know what's up with me and my people thing today. Like what?
They're your people. They're the mommy millionaire people.
I'm thinking about all of them. They're like in my head because I get them so often. So, you know, discipline. I teach that if it's not in your calendar, it's not going to get done. So everything
is
organized, right? So how do you teach discipline?
Exact same thing. I mean, my workouts are in my calendar. The only thing I execute on is in my calendar. And if it is in my calendar, I execute on it. And I manage my team the exact same way. They'll post their calendars to show our clients and they're like blown away. And I'm like, guys, my team members are building a business within the business. Right? So they're running their desk and their schedule the same way a business owner would, because they have a base salary and they earn commission. Right. But you're absolutely right. And that's the exact same thing I do.
Okay. Yeah. You guys, success leaves clues. So you just heard that's not complicated whatsoever. Mm. Put it in your calendar. And I always say that's the thing that I learned in nursing. Like if it wasn't documented, it didn't get done. So I have that just like drilled in my brain, everything I do. And I mean, I even have time with my kids. I mean, it's boom, don't put anything else there.
Yeah.
And so you guys, this is something, a quick takeaway is go and make sure everything is in your calendar. Everything is in there. I absolutely love that. Discipline is something that can be acquired if you just decide today to make a commitment for that to be your story, right? Like, I'm going to be a disciplined person. So many people get stuck in this story of, I'm just all over the place and I'm a creative and oh my God, you know? And it's like, well, yeah, that's your story. You're sticking to it. And if you fight for your limitations, you get to keep them.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That's so powerful. Yes.
What's the most shameless thing you've done to build your business?
I mean, I would say the biggest thing, and you know, I was meeting with my legacy leaders, my mastermind last week. We had an intensive and, you know, they were asking me about like nurture periods versus, you know, selling and launching. And, you know, I just said, you know, when I am in launch mode, like I'm in beast mode, like I go all out and I sell my brains out and I do not care because I've earned the right. I serve and I serve and I serve and I serve and I serve when we're in nurture, like to the point of like, my heart is going to explode. I've given everything I have. And so, you know, I just say play all out, no matter what cycle or season you're in. I think that's the biggest thing is that like, you have to be shameless. If you don't believe it enough to get on stage or on camera and scream it at the top of your lungs, don't expect people who are scared and fearful and uncertain to pull out their credit card and invest in you. So I'm totally shameless when it comes to promoting everything that we do, because I realize that if I don't show up with certainty, how the heck do I expect them to? They're looking to you to lead them. They're looking to you to give them that certainty that they're lacking to help them make the decision about whether this is the right next step, right?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I was like, I got this like chills while you were thinking that because I mean, you have to be willing to scream it from the rooftop.
Yes.
I mean, I can help you. Like, hello. They need to feel that energy from you. You know, it's not just about crafting perfect pitches.
No, I'm really happy that you just said that, because that is such a mistake, guys. We're past, people are 100% over it with the perfect pitch. Mm-hmm. They're over it. They are done. They're done with the automated sequences. They're done with the chatbot. They're done with it. They want a human that's going to say to them, look, I know you have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old and a mom that has cancer. And I know that you're juggling working part-time and you can't afford this right now, but you need to create a new life for yourself and you need a pathway to do it. I've helped other people in your situation. I was there too. I'm here to help. Mm-hmm. Like, they need a human. They don't need your perfect pitch. And I think that's one of the things that really holds people back, is that they're like, I'm not a salesperson. I don't know the right words to say. I don't know the secret sauce of the sales formula. And it's like, no, that's not even what sells. Like, the consumers have matured beyond that. Mm-hmm. And now they want a human, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's a real opportunity for entrepreneurs, because you get to just be you. Mm-hmm. You get to just be you.
I love that. We're in a good time right now.
We are.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I just over the summer launched my own foundation. And it's just the legal paperwork is just being actually finalized this week. It's called the Human Family Foundation. And we switched our coaching company's model to one for one for giving. So for every client that comes in, we make a donation and we're funding, we're doing our first fully funded well with Charity Water starting in January. So for me, over the next 5 years, I see myself really, as I build the leadership of the coaching company, as I build the leadership of Giver Courage, which is my other company, I really see my time shifting more into utilizing the growth of those companies to fund projects that solve important problems that we all face. And I really want to start seeing my time and energy go more towards using that success to fund solving problems and making a difference. And that's hopefully, you know, where I see myself in 5 years.
That's amazing. It's happening. It's happening. Yeah. I just watched I watched a little bit of it with my son, the Bill Gates documentary.
Yes.
Have you seen that about his foundation?
I saw like the first 5 minutes and it's like on my list. I can't wait to watch it.
It's so fascinating because I'm just like, that is what happens when good people make good money.
Yes. Yes.
And, I mean, he's really like gonna change the world and you are too. So it just makes me so happy to hear that you're all about impact because that's what I'm about too. Like, I can't wait to like be able to do that. So
yeah,
you know, thank you for leading the way in that. That's amazing. Absolutely.
Thanks.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Okay. So you, how many times do you launch? So you just wrapped up a launch, but when?
Yeah. So we will, in launch season, we will launch about every 6 weeks and then we'll take the summers to chillax. So I like to be in the, pool and at the beach and I travel a lot with my family, but,
you're in launch mode every 6 weeks.
Every 6 weeks we'll bring.
How long does your launch last?
Like a week and a half. A week and
wow.
a half.
Okay.
But we have it pretty dialed in and I have a really good team.
Yeah.
So it's not, I get on camera, but that's all I do. My team runs it at this
point. That's amazing. Yes.
They do such a, I'm so proud of them and seeing them grow as women and leaders in my company has been amazing. So our next launch will be like the end of October.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. So how many people do you have on your team?
7 full-time right now. We have 3 openings right now, and we're slated based on the growth rate that we're seeing right now to add a person a month. We have to add a person a month because the way our coaching system is built, I like redesigned everything to focus on leading with our accountability coaches so that everybody that comes in has a person that they're literally like in conversations with almost on a daily basis because that was the biggest issue in the industry. So we have to grow pretty fast to be able to keep launching. But if we need to slow down, we will. It's really interesting when the business problem changes from being able to get clients to being able to get talent to join your team fast enough. So that's kind of where we are right now. We're in recruiting mode and expansion mode. And
is everybody in-house?
No. I have team members around the country. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Yeah. Yay. So you don't have to, do you work out of your house?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. Okay.
I go out to the bus, you know, with Madison every morning. I'm there at the bus when she gets home every afternoon. I don't want to have to show up to an office every day.
That's so important to me too. You know? I mean, everybody's virtual for me too. And I just feel like Chase, my husband, always says, well, what if we got an office? I'm like, we've tried that.
I know.
I mean, we had this beautiful office and I went in like maybe once in 6 months because I was like, it's not me. I like the chaos of being home.
Yes. Yes. You know? I totally feel that. I totally feel that. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it has been so much fun to have you on the show today. I think we covered so many topics, you guys, and I'm going to do a recap on the entire episode. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, I want all of you guys to follow Kelly Roach on Instagram and we'll link that up for you guys. We'll also link up all of her websites and her free Facebook group too, right? Is that it?
Awesome. Yeah.
Yep. That they can get in because I know that there's so many of you guys that want to be preneurs. Is that how you say it? Want to be entrepreneurs. I thought I was going to say that cool and I didn't. And you got to become unstoppable entrepreneurs. So I love that she has that program. We'll link it up for you guys. And if you learned anything from this episode, I mean, we talked sales, we talked family, we talked everything. I want you guys to take a screenshot of this podcast episode and write what you learned and tag both me and Kelly. So that way we can repost it and, you know, give you guys some love. And that also fills up our cup. So we really appreciate it when you guys do that. So thank you guys for tuning in. And thank you, Kelly, for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to mommymillionaire.co. Make sure to follow Mommy Millionaire on Spotify and subscribe on iTunes. And it would mean the world to me if you left a 5-star review of the show. And as always, ladies, go out there and get what you want.